If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on Earth.
All Things Sane, with Representative Jason Sane.
Hi, and welcome to All Things Sane. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane. We do this every Wednesday from 11 to 12. This week, I am joined again by our son, Jackson Sane. Jackson, great to have you on again.
Oh, great to be here. I'm always happy to come on the show.
Well, love it. We're doing it from home today. He is able to do that with me, and we've got a big show in store for you. We've got an interview that I think you're going to be very interested in. Always love when young people get involved in politics. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Might even look at some brackets and see how the week's going to shape out. Since Jackson's on, we like to talk sports. We do a little politics, a little sports. We might even be talking about a little lake life coming up as everybody's starting to get ready for voting season. So lots to talk about today. We are here, as always, on WSIC. We love doing it. Love the feedback. Want to encourage you to join the newsletter. If you want to get that every week, we do it. We send it out on Sunday mornings, sometime before lunch. Depends on how we get it scheduled. And sometimes if I think about something at last minute, I want to put in the newsletter. But you can get that by just simply writing to me, jason.sane@ncleg.gov. Glad to add you to that. Like I say, we don't spam you. We don't send a lot of stuff. We send it about once a week. And if there's nothing going on, we don't send too much. So sometimes we skip a week every now and then. But Jennings in my office and I put that together and kind of curate that so that you can be informed. Even if you don't live in the district, you can learn a lot about what's happening in state government. So we're glad to do that. But joining us today, joining Jackson and I today, is a young man, Caleb Edinburn, who is running for the chairmanship of the North Carolina Teenage Republicans, or commonly called as TARS. Since we're in a Tar Heel state, we can call them the TARS. I think that fits in our state more than others. But whether you're a Tar Heel fan or not, it's not about the team. It's about history. Look it up. Although Jackson's a big Tar Heel fan. But Caleb, want to welcome you to the show, sir. Welcome.
Thanks so much. It's great to be on.
Well, great to have you. So, you know, for folks who don't know you, let's assume they don't, tell us a little bit about you. I know you're from Cabarrus County and you're in the Teenage Republicans, but tell us a little bit more about what you do.
Sure. So my name's Caleb Edinburn. I am a sophomore at Mount Pleasant High School. I've been in Cabarrus County my whole life. Just recently got into politics. In the 2022 cycle, got involved with some NCGOP stuff. And then I started the Cabarrus County Teenage Republicans back up around here in August of 2022. And I currently sit on the state board of the Teenage Republicans. I'm co-chairman. And I'm looking to extend the wins that we've had so far.
Well, that's great to see that you're involved. That's really how I got started. Not quite as a teenage Republican. I got into it in college and then went on to become a young Republican, was our state chairman. So I know that activism early can lead to other things. Never thought I'd be in the state house, but here I am. So one of the things that inspired me to get involved was I was at our Apple Festival, which is a festival that we have in Lincoln County every fall. And I was a high school kid and went to saw the Republicans had a booth and walked up, wanted to get a sign from our U.S. Senate candidate at the time. And quite frankly, the lady that I spoke to wasn't the nicest, most pleasant person I ever met in my life. She kind of thumbed her nose at me and said, "Well, you're too young to vote. I'm not going to give you a sign." And right then and there, I think it's probably what made up my mind to do more, just simply because she didn't seem to want young people involved. But has that been your experience, or have more and more people been a lot more accepting of young people involved in politics?
That has absolutely not been my experience. I'm very fortunate, and our members statewide have been very fortunate to have extremely supportive people throughout our journeys in Cabarrus County. Representative Kevin Crutchfield has been a fantastic help to us. We actually voted him to be an honorary member of the Cabarrus County Teenage Republicans last year, and I know he appreciated that.
I'm sure he did. I'm sure, and if he can hang with you young guys, that's saying a lot about Kevin. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's awesome. I'm sure he was very appreciative. But so Kevin's been great. How about others?
Yeah, statewide, we've had different candidates that our members have worked with. In the 13th congressional district, our state treasurer, he worked on Kenny Zhu's campaign. Obviously, he didn't win the primary, but he was tremendous. And then Representative Mark Walker and tons of others in general, especially on NCGOP Central Committee as well. They've been tremendous help.
Well, that's great to hear. And you know, for campaigns generally don't have a lot of extra money laying around. Even if you're a superb fundraiser, it's still never enough. And you certainly don't have money to, I think some people believe that we get to hire all these people and there's all this money involved. But when the reality is, particularly for a lot of our state house campaigns, our local campaigns, but even our congressional campaigns, as you mentioned, Mark Walker, others that have run for higher office, volunteers are the lifeblood of a campaign. And if you can get the energy of young people involved in your campaign, I know those candidates really appreciate that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're happy to help them.
Well, Caleb, I want to talk a little bit about what got you inspired to even get involved in Teenage Republicans. But first, I want to ask you this question. So my son Jackson, he's 15. We don't have a Teenage Republicans at his school. I think we've got one in the western part of the county, and you can probably speak more to that since you're involved in the statewide organization. But how does a young person even go about getting involved in Teenage Republicans?
A really good way to get involved with us at the state level is we've got a Google form that we ask our members fill out, and there's a couple different categories. You can either be an individual member, basically an at-large member, and that's for those of us who might not have a whole lot of other interested parties in their area. We've also got congressional district clubs, and then we've got county clubs. We recently phased out school level clubs just because of how difficult some of the school boards and some of the administrations make it to get an openly partisan club into schools. But those three are definitely fantastic ways to get involved.
Well, I love that. Thinking outside the box, not letting the adults get in the way sometimes as they can. that's fabulous. Really through technology, you guys, girls, are probably able to meet virtually as well, I would imagine.
Yes. So the state board utilizes this a lot, because we've got some of our members are from as far west as Henderson County, and then we've got some members as far east as Wake County. So obviously it's not feasible to meet in person very often. So we actually use WhatsApp, but there's a ton of different ways we can do that virtually.
Sure. Well, if anybody's going to understand the technology behind it, you all certainly will. I can remember days when Jackson's taken my role over as this will date me, but I used to have to reset the clock on the VHS machine for my dad, and so Jackson now is relegated to doing a lot of the technology things that I just don't quite get. But we're talking with Caleb. He is Caleb Edinburn. He is the Teenage Republican co-chairman, running for chairman. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll learn more about how to get involved in Teenage Republicans. Thanks for listening to All Things Sane here on WSIC. We'll be right back.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
All Things Sane. Welcome. Representative Jason Sane.
We've got fun and games. We got everything you want, honey. We know the names. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money.
Welcome back to All Things Sane. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane. We do this every week. Wednesdays, 11 to 12. We broadcast it live, but you can also catch us on the podcast wherever you get your podcast. We've got it everywhere. You can watch us live on X. You can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on LinkedIn. But you can also go back and find those archives that are on YouTube. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and quite frankly, just about anywhere you get your podcast. Love the fact that we have people that tell us all the time that they listen at their convenience, but some get to listen to us live and watch us live. We do appreciate that. Appreciate the support. Also, as a reminder, you can be a part of our newsletter. We'll send it to you every week. You can just drop me an email, jason.sane@ncleg.gov. Send us an email, say, hey, I'd like to get the newsletter, receive that. We'll put you in the database and make sure that you're there. Today, I've got my co-host, Jackson St. Jackson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Always great to be on here.
Jackson's our son. He's 15 years old. He's very involved at his school. He's in the band. He plays basketball, football, does it all. And we just finished today with registering for classes for next year. He's going through that process with the guidance counselor there. And he'll be doing dual enrollment at Gaston College. So you're going to be taking college level courses while a high school student. Hopefully saving your mom and dad a little bit of money along the way by knocking out some of those classes. But also so you can stay involved, because when you're that involved, you've got a lot to do during the day. You just can't fit it all in. So you can do a lot virtually. But we've got young people on this show, I love it. I got involved in politics at a very young age. I've told the story before about how I wanted to go into the voting booth with my mom and dad because in 1980, I just wasn't sure that those registered Democrats, though they were Southern Democrats, were going to vote for Ronald Reagan. So I had to look at their ballot. Of course, they later both became Republicans. And then just a couple of weeks ago, got honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award by the Lincoln County Republican Party. Jackson and I were there, very proud of Pop and Nanny, right?
Yeah, Pop and Nanny. No, congratulations to them. It was sweet to see. Nanny get her award.
It was very cool. And we're kind of talking both ends of the spectrum today. We've got on the phone with us Caleb Enburn. He's from Cabarrus County. He is the co-chairman of the Teenage Republicans, a statewide organization. He was telling us a little bit about how you can get involved. Caleb, run through one more time in case someone's just joining. If you're a teenage Republican and you want to get involved in politics, what's the best way for them to do that?
Sure thing. Well, we actually have social media, and our website is ncteenagerepublicans.org. We're always working to make that website better, but for now we have all the core information you could possibly need to get involved with NCTARS and to learn more.
Well, that wonderful, and I know that folks will want to know how to do that. If you're listening, you got a son or daughter or a grandson, granddaughter that might want to get involved, you can pass along, send them a link to this show. They can listen to this podcast and find out how to do that. But you're running, you're the current co-chair, but you're running for chairman, kind of extending that. And CalebForNC.com is your website. Very well put together, by the way. I compliment you for that. Just a great campaign website. Tells us a lot about you, but since folks might be driving or they might just be listening on their headset, tell us a little bit more. What caused you to want to get involved in politics?
Yeah, so believe it or not, back when I was an easily influenced soul back in the 2016 election, I went along with my dad, and I thought Bernie Sanders would have been the way to go for president. I've obviously since rethought that, but in I'd say 2018, 2019 was really the tipping point for me realizing what my values were, because I remember watching the State of the Union that President Trump gave and watching a sitting Speaker of the House rip a speech in half just because she didn't like the words that were in it. And that was really the tipping point for me, because I remember thinking, where is their class? Like, you can disagree all day with somebody, but that is not the correct response at all. And from there, I just, you know, I learned more by myself and through school. I've been blessed with a number of great teachers who have indulged my, you know, passion for civics and politics in general. But then In 2022, I got involved with the NCGOP, started a Teenage Republicans chapter in Cabarrus County, and sort of used that to, you know, get all the way up to the state level where we've been able to get some good things done.
Well, that's wonderful. And you know, it's funny how we arrive at politics. People come at it from one different times in their life. You like me getting involved early on, a little earlier than me. Although I guess I could say, you know, when I told the story about going into the voting booth with my mom and dad, but and of course, you know, we watch what our parents do. Jackson, I know you by default because your dad's involved. You get to go to a lot of the events and be a part of it. But you yourself have said, hey, I want to do more in politics.
Oh, for sure. I'm very interested in politics. Yeah, I just like ever since, you know, you started bringing me from knee high, I've really just enjoyed it. I want to get more involved. And Caleb, I think you're doing an amazing thing, by the way, just with getting more teenagers involved. I feel like that's lost nowadays. And I really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Well, it means a lot as the old man on this conversation talking to you guys. I can tell you that it means so much to see, you know, young people just care about the direction of this country, about the state, about their community. When I think sometimes young people get a bad rap, and you're proving that that's just not necessarily always the case. And as a matter of fact, I think more young people are better centered and well centered than what is maybe portrayed out there. Caleb, you look at your values, and that's what got you involved. I mean, clearly, what Nancy Pelosi was doing, you found to be unacceptable. You know, there's a level of discourse that can happen. I always say that I can disagree with someone in a very agreeable fashion. Doesn't mean that we have to hate each other. Doesn't mean that we have to be ugly to each other. I think that takeaway for you watching State of the Unions, by the way, are not always the most exciting, although that one was one to watch and kind of see what was going to happen next. But from that, you've learned a lot, and you've got great teachers that are helping foster that. Are they Republicans too? Are they Democrats? Do you know?
Well, on the do I know side of the house, I always know. I've got a radar for those sorts of things, and it's normally pretty fast. But I've actually had a sort of mixed history with teachers. You know, seventh grade, I had this teacher, frankly, who was a communist. Me and her didn't get along very well. But she did teach me a lot of things about the Cold War that I didn't know, which I guess is in the curriculum. And then going on, you know, every so often you'll have a teacher who has political opinions, and you know that, but that doesn't have to impact their teaching. And a lot of my teachers have not let that impact their teaching.
Well, that's really what we like to hear, you know, as a parent. You know, Jackson is going to get different teachers, and they may be Republican, they may be Democrat. As long as he's learning, that's really all that I care about. As long as their opinions aren't being forced down his throat, it's okay to have a difference of opinion. And it sounds like that's the experience that you've had.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, one of my favorite instructors at UNC Charlotte is a guy named Mark Steer. He's in Pennsylvania now, back where he came from. Grew up in Philadelphia. But Mark and I are probably polar opposites politically, but became, for all time, probably one of my most favorite instructors. And part of it's because we could disagree, and part of it's because we just had a genuine like for each other. You know, it is from him that I've learned a lot and still do. I mean, we're friends on Facebook. We don't get to see each other, but you know, they can really shape and make or break someone's experience. So if I'm a young person getting involved, what do you do? I mean, it's one thing to say, hey, I'm a teenage Republican, but what are teenage Republicans asked to do in the party?
Well, we do a whole lot. So as far as state level, our co-chairman and our chairman both have seats on NCGOP's central committee. I've only been able to make it once or twice, but our chairman has worked to attend every one that he can, which he hasn't missed one yet. But that points to having a a decision making role within the state party. But at the same time, you know, lower down the
Hello, Caleb, we lost you for just a second. Chime back in. That, Caleb, we lost you for just a second. So you're saying lower down the structure there and how to be involved.
Right. Sorry about that. Our members all over the place work on campaigns, do community service. Here in Cabarrus County, we've been working with the Cabarrus Young Republicans to do a highway cleanup for a little while now. And it's just stuff like that, that brings us closer to the community and also closer to each other.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. And it's those kind of experiences that will last a lifetime for you. They help shape you. They give you perspective about community, about sense of purpose, and about what it means to be a bigger part or a small part of a big picture, I guess, good way to say that. But we're talking with Caleb Enburn. He is co-chairman of the North Carolina Teenage Republicans, the TARS, as we like to call them. Or I guess they still call you that. Do they still call you that, Caleb?
Yep, we are NC TARS.
All right, NC TARS. Well, it has been a delight to have you on the show. Jackson and I both appreciate you being on. We will have you back on as things pop up, as things are happening with the TARS. Glad to have you back.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it being on.
Yeah, you bet. Come on anytime. Caleb Enburn, he is the co-chair of the North Carolina Teenage Republicans. You can find his website at Caleb4NC. That's the number 4NC.com. We'll be back in just a moment here on All Things Sane. Thanks for listening here on WSIC.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
All Things Sane. With Representative Jason Sane.
You know I'm loco.
And welcome back to All Things Sane. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane. Joining me again in our studio at home is Jackson Sane, our son. Jackson, glad to have you back.
Happy to be here. I always love being on here.
Well, we appreciate you being on, and I always like when you're on as your dad. It's always great to have you on. So, and it was great to hear from Caleb. Caleb, super young man. Really, really enjoyed talking to him. We've taped portions of this week so that you're hearing it live over the air. Just know that we've talked prior to Caleb, and Jackson and I wrapping up at home just because of a busy week, quite frankly. But we talked to Caleb Enburn. Edinburn, make sure I get his name right, Edinburn, who's a super young man from Cabarrus County. He's running for chairman of the North Carolina Teenage Republicans. Super guy, and I know, Jackson, you've interacted with him. You're going to become a member.
I was going to say, yeah, he sent me his Google form to fill out and sent me a little text message after the show. He said he was super excited to meet me, and if I had any questions, I could ask him. He's a swell young guy. He's really, really nice.
Well, I'm glad that we can make the connection here. I hope that other young people that might listen to the podcast, or I don't know, they might be home from school and listening to the show, or like you do at school every now and then, maybe sneak and listen.
Let an AirPod in during the class. Don't tell my teachers, though.
Well, I'd worry about you if you weren't bringing home great grades. But we know from looking at your website, a 3.8 GPA right now?
Yeah, something like that. 3.8, 3.9. Yeah.
Well, can you do any better, son?
A little bit. But, you know, I'm working towards that, of course. But well, I think I could always do better.
Well, of course you could. But we always back to that. We're very proud of you. But we're talking about young people. We're talking about Caleb, his involvement. Now talking about your possible involvement, getting involved in politics. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of a conversation I started on Facebook this week, because you and I have had a pretty busy week.
For sure.
So because of that, it got me to thinking about, you know, who you are as a young man and really who, you know, what we're expecting. Talking to Caleb, thinking about, you know, obviously here's a young man of good upbringing. He's very polite, very well spoken. He's got a masterful grip of the issues. And so And I believe you do too, as many others do. And I said it with talking with Caleb that, you know, I think sometimes young people get a bad rap in society because they get judged by a lot of other young people who maybe don't have quite those well-honed skill sets. And I was thinking about, you know, the book, was it the, oh gosh, the, I looked it up. It's the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I read the book. It's been a while, been a long while actually, but just thinking about how, you know, young people sometimes, a lot of times today in society really just don't have that. And I think it's something that is lost. I posted about you over the weekend, about you've gone to long snapping camp on Saturday. Yeah. I did that with Coach Rubio. That was pretty awesome. We'll talk a little bit about that. You and I sat down right immediately after, although we did take a brief trip to Slim Chickens, and it's not a paid advertisement or anything.
Phenomenal
like that,
place. But, yeah. No ad. Phenomenal place, though.
No ad, but it's a great, great, great restaurant. Our good friend Rob Bryan, who used to be in the State House with me, and he, of course, served in the State Senate and on the Board of Governors for the university system. Rob's a great friend, and he and some partners brought Slim Chickens to North Carolina. I will say, again, not a paid advertisement, not an endorsement, but just to say that if you get a chance, check them out, because it is really good food and great, great chicken. So I took you there for your first time on Saturday after a 5-hour camp. And then afterwards, we realized texting with Coach Poggi at UNC Charlotte. For those that listen to the show, you know that the football coach and I are great friends. But so are Jackson and Coach Poggi. They're good friends. Yeah. And so we were about 10 minutes away. So we went down to see him on campus, and beautiful Saturday. Talked to the offensive coordinator and new quarterbacks coach that's come in with Max Brown, as I call him, Maximus Brown. He's a quarterback that's playing at Florida. He's from Oklahoma. It's going to be a fun season. But also just a young man that you meet. He's got a good head on his shoulders, is super polite, you know, very. You just get a sense of respect for the guy because he commands it, but also because he's super polite and knows how to talk to people. And we were talking about how you do that. You know, right as camp finished on Saturday, after sitting, you know, working out for 5 hours straight, and they had the parents involved too, so I was a little tired. Before you walked off the field, you made a point to walk over to each, call them camp counselors, I guess, camp coaches, who were just college kids themselves who are long snapping, helping Coach Rubio teach that camp. And these are kids that are, you know, accomplished players in their own right. You're working with Adam Booker from UNC Charlotte, who's a long snapper for the team there. But then Toby Willis, who's another long snapper that you got to meet, and a whole host of guys. But you made a point to walk up and shake their hands and thank them for teaching you. And that really, one, made your dad really proud. And I told you so right afterwards. I said, man, I noticed that you did that. You stayed and you talked to him, but it just, more than anything, watching you walk up, you had the initiative, didn't have to do it. Many of the boys that you'd been in camp with had already peeled off and were on their way back to their car, to their parents. And that's fine. But you made a point just to walk up and look them in the eye, extend your hand, give them a firm handshake and say, thank you. And you can watch. Of course. Well, and you should be complimented on it, not just because you're my son, but I think, and while I want to share it with the audience is, you know, look, I always believe in hope, right? I mean, I always have an optimistic outlook for everybody. I mean, you know, look, I'm a conservative, Joe Biden's president, things can look pretty dim, right? But I don't feel that way, right? I mean, even my worst days are still pretty good days. I know how blessed we are. And just to watch you, you know, in that setting, you know, you wouldn't necessarily think about it on a football field after a 5-hour practice, essentially, just making a point to go say, hello, thank you. I appreciate the work you've done here for me and for every boy here on the field. Thank you, boy and girl. There was one female long snapper, but for everybody who was there on the field, you know, you said thank you really on their behalf. And I think you should get credit for that. And I think many young people don't, just like Caleb. I mean, to listen to what he had to say, what he had to share, that's a big deal for a kid in high school. It's a big deal for you to walk up and talk to these much older college kids and look them in the eye and shake hands with them.
No, of course. Well, they spent 5 hours of their day, you know, in the very bipolar North Carolina weather. And I just wanted to make sure that they knew that I appreciated them. I appreciated them taking time out of their busy schedules, you know, preparing for spring practice and spring training. I just wanted to make sure that I guess that I knew, or they knew, that I appreciated them. And I loved the camp. It was so much fun.
Well, and look, there's nothing wrong with saying thank you. Mm-hmm. I'm dealing with a couple of constituents right now in a neighborhood. Some have been very polite about what they're wanting to accomplish. Others not so polite, as almost as if they're entitled. And so I don't want to put it just on young people. I mean, there are adults who don't know how to behave, who feel like the world owes them something, who immediately start barking, which I again posted on social media because sometimes that's where I vent. But, you know, like, where in the world did we think that being rude to people got you anywhere?
It doesn't. It gets you nowhere. That's the truth.
Right. Gets you to the back of the line. Right. I mean,
1,000%.
If you know, elected people are people too, and you know, if you're asking for help, it's a good place to start by saying, "Hey, thank you for your time. Here's my issue. Can we work on it together? Is there a way that we can find resolve?" Versus, you know, you owe it to me because, well, you know, you're here just to serve. And true, we are here to serve, but you don't have to be rude about it. And you were, like I say, you were very polite, and I think that speaks to. To, you know, your character. Of course, I know your upbringing. Obviously, I'm biased about that, right? But I mean, so many. I mean, you've got friends that have gone with us on vacation. I mean, I'll give a shout out to Drake. I mean, he's also a very polite young man who, you know, works hard at what he does. He's very helpful to his mom and dad. And of course, I know their mom and his mom and dad. And of course, they expect that of him, right? But I also believe that, you know, people live up to their expectation. If you, we've always treated you like a young adult, even when you were small and just starting to interact around politics. But you've got good friends too, right? And we went to a band concert. You guys were playing at Carowinds on Friday evening this past weekend, and got to see a lot of your classmates. You were all excited and having a good time, but nobody acted out of hand or crazy or anything like that. Of course, you're chaperone. But you behave like people, like young adults, and it's greatly appreciated. You see other kids out, you know, how they act sometimes in public, who misbehave. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that, you know, kind of like how to act like a respectable human is kind of lost nowadays. I feel like it's not as well taught how to be like a gentleman or how to be like a very proper woman. Like, I feel like, you know, like kind of that adult acting of just being kind, shaking hands with somebody, looking them in the eye when you're talking. I feel like there should be more focus on that as like teenagers and young adults. I feel like people should really look into that more.
Well said. And we'll come back for the last segment and talk a little bit more about that. But I think you have some pretty good insight on that. And I think it's something that our listenership really wants to hear about. You are listening to All Things Sane here on WSIC. We'll be back in just a moment as we talk to Jackson Sane, get his perspective on things, talk more about his very eventful weekend. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for listening. Sane. I'm your host, State Representative Jason Sane. We do this every Wednesday from 11 to 12. We broadcast live. You hear it over the air. You can also catch us on YouTube, X, LinkedIn, multiple platforms. And then later, you can also download the podcast, listen to it while you're driving, doing your yard work, whatever it is. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we end up with a good spring weekend, though that wasn't what I saw in the early forecast. But hey, look, I can be right 50% of the time. So maybe they'll miss it a little bit. But hey, it's going to be a weathercaster. But hey, we're talking with Jackson Sane, our son to Jason and Catherine. And son, it's great to have you on again. You're becoming a regular co-host on the show, which I love. You've got an interest in politics and in sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, quite frankly, all things sane, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. But we were talking about, you know, how young people are interacting and some do it very well and some don't. But we were watching you and your classmates on Friday, and your mom and I were just very proud of everyone there because they were all well behaved. You play in the high school band, you play trumpet, you play sports too, you play basketball, we'll be playing football, as we were talking about long snapping camp, and coach has got you scheduled to be a linebacker, but probably also with a small school, you're probably going to be running maybe a couple of positions,
yeah,
wherever they need you to play. So, but you're doing that, and then over the weekend, we started talking because at the camp, you know, they had, they wanted you to do more social media. You're marketing yourself. The potential, you know, college teams might pick you up. Mom and dad would love for you to get a scholarship. you're our only son, but you know, you could still save us a little money. If you got that scholarship, academic or athletic or both, which we love. I mean, you're rocking a 3.8, 3.9 GPA. But you came to me and you said, "Hey, Dad, I really need to revamp my website," because we had touched it. Of course, you had a domain name before you were born.
Mm-hmm. Very thankful for that.
Yeah. So before your name was uttered into the universe by everyone else, I bought your domain name. So jacksonsane.com, if you want to check it out. But you said, "Hey, I want to create a site that looks more like a lot of what these college players are putting out there." And you wanted to revamp your social media. Now we're mindful of it. We know you're 15. Your parents monitor what's happening. We're not, you know, I don't have any worries that someone's going to lure you into the underworld, because we're doing our part on the parent side, right? We watch what you do. We pay attention, you know, not overbearing, but we've also taught you how to be careful. But to that end, I mean, you're very creative. You figure that out. What do you think about, you know, really, yeah, because I hear this comment a lot from people that society, because we have a dad problem. There's not enough dads paying attention to their kids. Sometimes we have a mom problem too, or parents not even being there. Grandma, grandpa might be raising a child, and sometimes doing the best they can. Sometimes that works out great. Sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes even when families are together, it's still not working out too well. But you obviously, and the friends you surround yourself with, have a much different experience. What do you think that means for society? Where do you think we're at?
Well, I just, at a place we're at right now, I feel like kind of being taught to be an adult as you grow older is kind of kicked to the curb, I would say. It's not really like it's not a focused on topic, how to be a proper man, how to be a proper woman, shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye. I feel like these things are really lost, and it's no fault to people who just don't know, because you just don't know what you don't know. And I really feel like that's the problem. People should look more into their kindness. You know, was I being mean in this situation? Could I have been more kind? You know, just a little bit of kindness, it can make somebody's week, somebody's month, it can make their year. Kindness is a powerful tool, and I really just feel like that should be focused on more.
Well, you know, Mary Claire Brown, who works for me in the office in Lincolnton, she, if you ever interact in the district, Mary Claire works for me on the political side, and she always says, "Hey, boss, meet people where they're at." And she goes, you know, and Mary Claire is just a wonderful person. If you ever get to meet her, you'll like her immediately. She's bubbly. She's really the front face of the campaign for me. And by design, I mean, because when I first met her, she wanted to come in and volunteer and do so much. And she's great. She's a mom of three. Her husband is super guy. I mean, you know, both very conservative and have now moved to Catawba County, so they can't vote for me, but they can help me get votes. But you know, she says, meet people where they're at. And I think so often, in today's society, people don't do that. People let whatever negativity is happening around them, you know, kind of bleed into their lives, and they're just not happy. And I've always operated on the fact that I think you choose whether you're going to be happy or sad or mad that day. I mean, yeah, we have things come in. I mean, I get angry, and as you know, you're my son. You get to see it every now and then. Get a call, sure, that you know, maybe quite frankly pisses me off, or you know, somebody makes a rude comment, or you got to get a nasty email or something. You know, it puts you in a bad mood for a couple of minutes. But you can also choose you know, compartmentalize that, take it, stick it in the past and move on. And I think that's also something that people have lost. They don't know how to just be proactive, right? And just keep moving forward. Don't hang in that bad moment. And I think you do a pretty good job at that. And you get it. Like I say, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And that's me and your mom. We're talking on my show, so we'll talk more about how you reflect on me. But you reflect your mom's same way, right? She's got a very public facing job. She maybe is in a bad mood. She has to put on a happy face, and before you know it, if you put on a happy face, and all of a sudden you are happy, right? And you get past whatever thing that had you down. But we were talking about the 7 habits of highly effective people. Number one habit is be proactive, right? Think a couple steps ahead, anticipate what's happening, control what you can control, and influence what you can influence. And I think you're doing that. We sat down this week too with you and your guidance counselor there at Lincoln Charter. You're in 10th grade, for those who don't know, and you know, quickly getting, you know, into 11th grade. It's hard to imagine because I got to hold you as a baby, but here you are, almost a grown man, and we're looking at your 11th grade year, and you have the opportunity to dual enroll into Gaston College and at Lincoln Charter for your 11th grade year, which I think is pretty cool. And you're going to be studying, what will you be studying?
I don't know, something kind of like a kind of politics, business type merge, I guess. I'm really interested in politics, and a dream of mine would always be to own a business. So just kind of like a merge of that would be amazing to learn.
Well, you get it honest, right? And your dad does the same thing. He's owned several businesses and, of course, always had an interest in politics. Never imagined I'd be where I'm at in terms of being elected. I thought that'd be something I'd do later. Opportunity came my way and have, you know, served in the state house since 2011. But you got to be grounded and you got to have a way to get there. So you're going to be doing dual enrollment, which, if you know, kids don't know, in Lincoln County, you can take your high school courses, but you can also dual enroll. I know with Gaston College, I think with maybe Catawba Valley as well. Don't quote me on that. I'm not totally up to speed on that, but I know a lot of kids do that, right? And so you're going to be taking your college English 1 and 2, and then I think the next year, your senior year, you'll take two history classes, if I understood correctly.
I might be doing them both this year, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think that's right.
That's right. Well, you paid more attention because it affects you more. No, please correct me. But you get to knock out one. You get to get an early jump on college.
Yeah.
Which matters, right? And you want to go to a 4-year college, right? You want to play, you hopefully want to play, or not hopefully, but you hope to play sports. But you also know, as your mom and dad have told you, you gotta have a degree or you gotta have a trade. One of the two. And so you've picked a course of probably a 4-year college. Always can change it. We went through with the guidance counselor, what you want to do, what you want to be, where do you see yourself going? And that takes vision. And it takes, it takes a hopeful eye to the future. Cause if you saw no hope into the future, then you wouldn't be as motivated, and you've got that.
Yeah.
As do a lot of young people, which always gives me hope. Right. But you're also going to be, you get to take some courses online with Gaston College, and you get to come in physically and go to school. And of course, you'll be doing your football and weight training, strength training. You're going to be able to stay in music and band. You enjoy music. It's very good. You've taught yourself piano, just by simply watching YouTube, which amazes me. But to me, that just brings a lot of hope for the future. And you see yourself and you can visualize what it is you want to do. Do a lot of kids, I mean, you go to a school that I think a lot of kids will feel the same way. But there's, what's your take on that? What motivates you?
What motivates me is I just try and get better even if it's just this slightly little bit, I try and get better every single day. I try to learn something new or discover something new. And I'm fortunate enough to go to a great school that allows us to, you know, explore these other fields, like in Gaston College. And I can take summer classes, you know, about business, about politics, and just kind of explore more of the world that we wouldn't have had the opportunity to just, or we would have, but it would have been later in life. And why not learn about it now? And I'm very fortunate to go to a school that allows that.
Yeah. Well, you are. And I mean, again, I say every day just how blessed we are, and why not us, right? I'm sorry, was that an NC State reference to the Carolina, you know, fan over there?
Heard a little bit, but you know, it's okay.
Well, we're a divided house when it comes to basketball. Dad did prevail this week, but we still got a lot in the tournament. We didn't get to talk about the tournament, but you know what? We'll get you back on next week. We'll talk more about it.
I'd love to do a little more pre-recording,
and that way it'll be underway. But hey, Jackson, it is always great to have you on the show with me.
Always great to be here.
You've quickly become my co-host. We might just let you do the show from now on. I'm sure the folks would love that. But you have been listening to All Things Sane with your host, State Representative Jason Sane, and his son, Jackson Sane. We love doing it. I appreciate you all listening. You can join the newsletter. Send me an email at jason.sane@ncleg.gov. Just say, hey, I'd like to be on the newsletter, and we'll get that out to you. We'll be back next week, next Wednesday. Listen for us here on WSIC. Take care.